The views and opinions expressed on this show are of the sponsor, Great Southern Restaurants.
Good morning and welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess and this is News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. You can find us in the app and you can join the conversation today at 850-437-1620. And why am I playing the yummy, yummy, I got love in my tummy? Because I have Kit, Taylor, and Maria from Great Southern Restaurants in this morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Haven't had breakfast, ladies.
We're so sorry.
Yeah.
I know. My fault. They say it's the most important, but I think we're going to find out in a few minutes that there may be some other meals that are a little bit more important, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have a lot of things going on at the restaurants, and we can't wait to tell you about it. I think we're going to start off by telling some really fun news that we've had happen, which is really, really awesome. We're very lucky at Five Sisters. We applied for a grant from the National Historic Preservation Association. It was a grant that was funded by American Express, and it was a grant backing small historic restaurants. And so we found out about this grant, and we applied for it, and we got it.
Woo!
And so we're so excited. Received $50,000 again from American Express to do some exterior work on Five Sisters. And so we are going to be renovating our marquee sign. We are going to change the front entrance and make it more ADA accessible. We're going to do a historic mural. We're going to light it up. And it's really, really exciting. And we're so proud, only because as a lot of folks know, the Belmont DeVillers neighborhood is a historic neighborhood, and it gives us an opportunity to help continue the preservation and cultural legacy of the neighborhood, which is super, super wonderful. We're really excited about it. And one of the things that we keep saying and that we hope that this will be something for everyone to share in is this is a program that they do every year, and so we encourage those restaurants in our community that kind of fit that bill, apply, because, you know, we were the first and we've got the knowledge, and so we want to share it with everybody. So how cool would that be if many restaurants were able to receive this $50,000 grant, and how awesome would that be for all of our neighborhoods? So we're really excited about that.
Do not leave money on the table.
That is correct.
Except for when you're tipping, right?
Absolutely, 100%. So we're really excited about that.
That's super exciting. You know what's really cool? I find it super exciting. Do you know what restaurant was the first restaurant I ever ate at in Pensacola?
Tell me now.
You should know the answer.
Five Sisters.
Yes, it was.
Ooh, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, that was my first meal.
Awesome. Well done.
It was very good.
Good. Well done. We love to hear that. And seriously, is that it's a really cool experience, and we're here to help. Is that if there are other community places that are interested, I encourage you to go check out their website, see if you qualify, and if you need any assistance, we're here as a resource for you. So we're very happy about that.
And sometimes the application itself is not always difficult, but the process can be overwhelming.
Absolutely. And
I've written a lot of grants. I can say that it can be sometimes daunting. And other times, like, that's all I got to answer for $50,000. All right, I'll take it.
Sure. Well, it's exciting news. But then we have on to food,
which is why we're here.
Food.
So
drive you crazy, Jess. Sorry.
Taylor, why don't you give them a little idea of what's coming down the pipe?
So the first event we have coming up is our Great Southern Restaurant Week. Have you ever come to see us for Restaurant Week?
I have not. I mean, I've only been here a few months.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, welcome.
But my boyfriend, I mean, he's basically, I can say he's Pensacolian because he was here. They let him back in. He left for a little while. Mm-hmm. We came back, and I was like, why did you ever leave? So, good for you. It would be my first time, yes.
Okay, well, great. So we have it actually twice a year. So this we have Summer Restaurant Week and Winter Restaurant Week. So right now we're in Summer Restaurant Week, and that actually starts next Monday, August 12th through Sunday the 18th. And in step with similar cities all around the country, Restaurant Week is a culinary celebration that offers residents and visitors alike a world-class dining at a great value. I always say, if you're a foodie, this is the perfect event for you. And we have people that have been coming for years and years and years that come to a lot of our events, and they look forward to this because it's something unique and different.
Awesome.
It's an opportunity for our chefs to really get creative and show their stuff. So if you're a foodie, this is for you. Chefs from each restaurant are going to prepare a 3-course fixed-price dinner menu utilizing the best in local and seasonal ingredients. Hence why we do it twice a year. And like I said, showcasing their culinary expertise. It is $33 per person per restaurant.
Bargain.
I mean, $33, yeah. Seriously.
For yes. 3 courses.
Where can you go in just, like, wow.
For 3 courses.
And get 3 courses.
And you have a choice within those 3 courses. There are 3 choices within each one of those 3 courses for $33.
Yeah, you really can't beat it. And, of course, we encourage you to try each special menu at all of our restaurants. Like I said, that's going to be Fish House, Atlas, Jackson's, Five Sisters, and over at Angelina's. So we're going to go over a couple menu highlights with you guys. Everything is online, and everything we talk about today, we know it's a lot of information. It's a lot for us, so make sure to check us out on Great Southern Restaurants. All the menus are listed. It's very user-friendly. I am the test dummy for the website, so if I can do it, anybody can do it. That's what I always say. So going over a couple things for Fish House, some appetizer options. We have Duo Christini's, Texas Caviar Cakes, and Volcano Shrimp. Sorry, Jess. Ooh. We're just getting started. no entrees, shrimp. We have some andouille crusted mahi-mahi, pineapple ginger chicken, carpetbagger Rockefeller, and of course, to my favorite desserts, we have a peaches and cream, and that's going to be peach coffee cake, oat crumble, vanilla bean ice cream, and blueberry compote.
You hungry yet, Jess?
I mean, always.
Right.
We're not even so done with the first menu yet. a mango tango and a grasshopper cheesecake. Over at Atlas, some of your appetizer options will be a mushroom and Swiss baked oyster, a watermelon caprese salad, deviled eggs 3 ways. Some entree options, you'll have the mahi-mahi red beans and rice, a brisket udon bowl, and mojo tacos. And for dessert, you'll have a hummingbird cake, a grilled peach creme brulee, very summery, and a chocolate peanut butter brownie, which is what's speaking to me the most on all of these.
So
menus.
Good.
Right.
Breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Right. So, and let's give a shout out to Chef Jason Hughes. He is our chef that came up with these menus. He always does a great job. And our pastry chef, who we all love very much, David Williams. Great, great, great menus.
That's awesome.
So then we move on to Jackson's. And again, 3 courses, 3 choices in each one of those courses. And Chef Irv Miller has put together a great menu for Restaurant Week. Appetizer choices are a shrimp LOT, a sopa de galvez, and then we always offer our Jackson's feature salad. Entrees are going to be a Parmesan pork dish, panade beef tenderloin medallions, and then a fresh Gulf Coast catch. So he uses whatever the freshest catch is, and he'll serve it for Restaurant Week. Dessert choices are called a chocolate chalice, a Meyer lemon tart, and then the Freestone peach half. And again, shout out to Chef Irv Miller and our chef de cuisine, Jeremiah Taylor, as well as our pastry chef, Miko Franklin. She does an amazing job.
And there is so much work other than just coming up with a menu, because when you're in that kitchen, these guys work extremely hard.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Sure. And so then over at Angelina's, again, 3 choices of an appetizer. We have a mixed green salad, a vodka sauce chicken wings, or a local corn bisque. For entrees, we have the choice of pasta al forno, Tuscan grilled pork chop, grilled Gulf swordfish puttanesca, and then for dessert, we have a seasonal gelato, a summer panna cotta, or a lemon castagnole. And that goes out to Chef James Brissione over at Angelina's. And then over at Five Sisters, Kit, what do we
have? Yep, we have some good stuff at Five Sisters, too. For appetizers, we are offering a hot collard green dip, barbecue shrimp, and then Thai wings. And then for the entree choices, we have slow-braised pork shank, shrimp scampi pasta and Asian style oxtails. And then for the dessert, we have a pecan pie cobbler, banana pudding, and chocolate cobbler.
Wow.
All really good things.
All really good. And that's Chef Josh Rich, and he did a great job of putting that menu together. Yeah. And then just to for Restaurant Week tie-off, just keep in mind that Jackson's and Angelina's take reservations.
Mm-hmm. That was going to be my next question.
You can call the restaurants. You can go to our website and make reservations online. We highly, highly encourage you to do so, only because these are very popular events. And this is now the 14th year that we've done Restaurant Week. So everybody knows it's coming. And so everyone makes reservations when you're able to. So again, Jackson's and Angelina, please, please make a reservation. For the rest of the restaurants, Fish House, Atlas, and Five Sisters, it is walk-in service.
Yes. And then also to note, during Restaurant Week for Jackson's on the Thursday, we have our celebration of the 112th birthday of Julia Child. So that'll be Thursday, August 15th. In addition to our regular dinner menu, Chef Irv Miller has created two Julia Child-inspired features for the evening. Julia's renowned beef bourguignon.
Beef bourguignon.
Did I butcher that?
Oh, you're fine.
Recipe featuring slow-braised beef and red wine with bacon, onions, carrots, fresh herbs, and mushrooms, as well as Julia's classic Nicoise salad featuring artisanal greens, blanched green beans, white potato salad, vine-ripe tomatoes, hard-boiled eggs, capers, broken grilled tuna, anchovy fillets, and black Nicoise olives.
Mm. So, again, to recap, so we've got Restaurant Week going on. Starts next Monday, goes through Sunday night. Couple things to note. Mm-hmm. Five Sisters is going to be open Sunday night. Just that one Sunday night only.
Just for Restaurant Week.
Just for Restaurant Week. So note that if you're looking to do something different on Sunday night, you want to go to Five Sisters, this is the one night where you can go. So keep that in mind.
And then also, too, if you're looking to make your reservation for Restaurant Week at Jackson's, pro tip, we always recommend on a Wednesday because it's Wine Down Wednesday, so it's half off of our governor's list, half off bottles of wine, and then you'll also get the discounted menu as well.
You didn't say that right. Governor's list.
The governor's list, yes.
And also, one of the things, so we got open on Sunday night at Five Sisters, also open on Sunday night at Angelina's. Mm-hmm. They're awesome. Not normally open on Sunday night, so again, keep those two things in mind. Reservations for Angelina's and Jackson's. And then at each one of our restaurants, at Jackson's, at Angelina's, at Five Sisters, we do weekly promotionals. And we are still going to be offering those during Restaurant Week.
Okay.
So like Taylor mentioned, is at Wednesday, at Jackson's is Wine Down Wednesday. Perfect night to come. Half off a bottle of wine. Three courses for $33. But then also, too, at Angelina's on Tuesdays, we'll be doing our Tuscan Tuesday as well as Restaurant Week. At Jackson's, we're still going to do Primetime Tuesday as well as Restaurant Week. Mm-hmm. At Five Sisters, we're still going to do our Monday Meatloaf Special and Restaurant Week. So you kind of get the idea is that this coming week is the week to go and dine at a great Southern restaurant.
So plan accordingly.
And that's right.
Speaking of, if you are going to come in, tag us in photos so we can repost and reshare and see all of y'all's fun things y'all are getting into.
That is awesome.
Yes.
Yes. Do not forget to tag so that I can see it and be jealous.
Oh, yes.
I figure I just need two friends, right? Two friends that want to have a different dish.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But seriously, is that we love to see.
Yes.
We love to see. Definitely. And so post
for sure. and tag us.
Kit will tag you and she will repost it. You've got some great shots.
Absolutely.
In fact, we had a friend of the restaurant last night, Jen Cole, love you. She went to Five Sisters last night and she posted a great picture. And Kit's going to reshare that today on the Five Sisters Facebook page.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So all
everybody
of our platforms.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Facebook, Instagram. What do they say? Phone eats first.
Yeah,
you have to take a picture
first.
Of the phone first, and then you can eat.
We like the food pictures over the selfies, but if you want to do a selfie and food pic at the same
there
time,
you go.
Yes, there
we're
you
okay
go.
With that.
That's
we're
cool.
Good with that.
Sure,
that's good.
So moving into our next event we have is actually September 12th. We've been doing a couple, I think we've done three so far, Maria, two or three, collaboration dinners over at Atlas Oyster House. Our executive chef, Jason Hughes, puts them on, and it's all things oysters. We're calling it The World Is Your Oyster. And for September 12th, we are teaming up with Chef Darian Hernandez, who is the executive chef of Brother Fox. Have you had the chance to go over to Brother Fox yet?
No,
we got to give you a list of all the places
you've got to
go.
This is why you're here. I need to know all the hot spots.
Exactly.
Well, he's fantastic. And like I said, Chef Jason is also fantastic. And together they're going to present a family-style oyster dinner event and share their stories of the Gulf, favorite oyster recipes, and their experiences. Chef Darian draws a lot of inspiration from Spanish-style cuisine. That's mainly what they do over at Brother Fox, which is, you know, pays tribute to Pensacola's rich Spanish history.
Right.
And they do, I learned this recently, is most everything served at Brother Fox. He loves the live fire approach. So everything's on that like live fire grill, whether it's the oysters, carne asada, or even the tortillas that they serve. So that's kind of what we're going to be doing. I'll go over the menu really quick. For the table, we do an Atlas Oyster House salad with bread service, which is my favorite salad on earth. If you haven't tried it, it's on our dinner menu too.
Kit, why is it so delicious?
I'm not a big salad person, honestly. But that salad, it's the dressing and the dressing is what makes it for
It's like a green goddess
the
dressing.
Green goddess.
Crunchy quinoa.
The crunchy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You forget you're eating healthy because it's just so delightful.
Exactly.
Quinoa's healthy, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So the amuse-bouche is going to be the East Bay Oyster Ceviche, which are tidal guide oysters on the half shell, citrus marinated Gulf food ceviche, and micro cilantro. Our first course is going to be oysters and pearls. That's served with a champagne cream sauce, Tobiko caviar, crispy prosciutto, and grilled sourdough. For our second course, we're doing char-grilled oysters. It's going to be fire-grilled, staying
fire
on theme.
Grilled.
Gulf Coast oysters, so staying local, with Spanish chorizo, saffron lime butter, manchego cheese, charred corn relish, and popcorn shoots. For our third course, we're going to feature crispy quail and oyster cream, which will have fried Mississippi quail, oyster cream sauce, seared oyster mushrooms, haven't had my coffee yet, shallots, and white wine. And for dessert, we've had this dessert. He's perfected it.
It's so good.
We have pictures on our socials. It's a chocolate oyster.
Wow.
And yeah, it's an actual chocolate oyster with dark chocolate mousse, strawberry passion fruit mignonette, which is kind of, you know, what's served with or regular oysters, the vinegar and everything, but it's a strawberry passion fruit dessert version, white chocolate pearls, salted caramel, and chocolate cracker pearled sugar.
So the whole thing is edible.
That's awesome.
There's nothing
oyster. It's the cutest thing you've ever seen in your
life.
But yeah, you devour it.
It's really cool.
Yes. The cost for the event is $60 per person, plus tax and gratuity. And we'll cover everything. Seating is, of course, limited, and reservations are required. To make your reservations, you will actually contact me, Taylor. You can send me an email, taylor@goodgrits.com, or you can text me, call me. My number is 850-287-0200, and that is September 12th, which is a Thursday at 5 o'clock, over at Atlas.
Yum.
So here's what I would tell you. These oyster events at Atlas have become really, really popular.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, the last three that we've done, we've just announced this one.
Yes.
And the last three sold out within like 3 days.
Wow.
So if it's something that you're interested in, please get a hold of Taylor@goodgrits.com, and she will get you hooked up.
I sure will. And if you're an oyster lover, these are the collaboration dinners for you.
They're a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Yes. And then moving into our Atlas beverage class. Have you ever heard of our Atlas beverage classes before?
Sure, I have.
We're here to tell you about them.
I have the best seat in the house because I get all this new knowledge.
Yes, so you'll have to come visit me for Atlas beverage class. That also takes place at Atlas outside on our Harbor View deck. If you haven't been to Atlas since we reopened last year, we have a brand new, what would you call that, Maria? An awning? Covering?
Yeah.
I never know the right word to
call it. Yeah, I guess we would call it a canopy.
Okay.
Yes.
An outdoor canopy, and it covers the entire Atlas deck.
So we can sit outside for all of these events. The oyster dinner, beverage class.
Oh, that's great.
The perfect view of Pensacola Bay, whether it's rain, shine, hot, cold. So this event takes place on our deck in the back of Atlas. It's the first Thursday of every month, and the whole goal with these classes is to showcase what our local beverage community has to offer. every time you turn around, I know you haven't lived here very long, but every time you turn around, I say this every month, there's a new brewery, a winery, a distillery, something beverage related. So the whole goal is to have someone come from each place. So let's say we're featuring a brewery, we'll have a head brewer or the owner or founder or somebody that is part of that, you know, everyday process to come speak about it. We'll have four beverage tastings. I say tastings, four beverages. And same with food. We say small plates. You're going to leave full. Don't yes. worry. To pair with each beverage we're having. So if it's beer, if we're featuring a brewery, it'll be four beers and four small plates. Small plates.
Yeah. Quotes.
yes. So that's the first Thursday of every month. We have a class at 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock.
That's awesome.
Yep. So they run about an hour and 15 minutes. And then during our dessert course, we'll do a little round of trivia where you have the opportunity to win some fun prizes from each place. The cost is $30 per person, and you do have to make reservations. You'll do that through me also, taylor@goodgrits.com, or you can call me, text me, 850-287-0200. And for our September class, we are featuring Aviation Gin, which is the gin that was owned by Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. There was a whole bunch of Ryan Reynolds in a recent movie theater. Everybody dressed as him.
Oh, for, I just saw that movie.
I did too.
I saw it for my boyfriend. Can you tell? I can't remember what it's called.
Deadpool and Wolverine.
Deadpool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was some small children where I was. I was like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So for our Atlas Beverage classes, they sell out very fast. So if you're interested in any of our upcoming classes, please don't hesitate to make your reservation. Like I said, we have a class at 5 and 7 o'clock. It's $30 per person. And for September 5th, we're featuring Aviation Gin. And just to let you know what's coming up for the rest of the semester, so you can be proactive and make those reservations if you'd like, October 3rd is going to be our Halloween class, and that's going to be the theme of Trick or Treat.
Spooky.
Yes, dark and dessert beers. November 7th is Nosotros Tequila. And December 5th is Rollins Distillery, which is actually locally based right out of Gulf Breeze.
That's awesome.
Yep. So they're a lot of fun. If you're looking for something fun, laid back to do on a Thursday, come hang out with us.
No excuses not to feed yourself good food.
You have to do that.
Have some great beverages, learn some things, and have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So at all the restaurants, we really do have a lot going on all the time. And we would highly encourage you, if you're interested, go to greatsouthernrestaurants.com. And from there, you can get to all the restaurants. Plus, you can see all the news and events, our calendar, our band schedules at Five Sisters. Just everything is right there on that page. So I would encourage you to check that out. Also, too, I'm going to bring up something that no one wants to talk about.
Uh-oh, parking?
No. We have plenty of parking at all of our restaurants, so come on down, and that should never be an issue when you're coming to Great Southern. No, the holidays are just around the corner.
Oh, I love to talk about that. I'm excited.
The holidays, you know,
by summer.
It's this whole Christmas in July thing, and I know we're right at the beginning of August, but if you're thinking about booking a holiday party, you got to do it now. Give us a call. Check out our website again, greatsouthernrestaurants.com. Restaurant week next week. Go on the website, check out all the menus, and you know, post, tag,
yes,
like
tag us. Tag us.
Thank you so much, ladies.
Have a great day.